we're doing in the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 5. And this is letter number 1407. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the fourth day of Shvat, in the year Tovshin Yud Beis, in 1952, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is saying, peace and blessings. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you've received my previous correspondence, the letter I already sent you. And I'm very worried, and I'm in pain, that since then I had not received any news from you. And I hope that everything is okay with you. But in any event, thank you in advance if you will write to me specifically about this. The Rebbe says, I am attaching also a check of 250 shkalim, must be $250, from the free loan society we have. So you can pay that whenever Hashem will help you, make you in a better situation. And I hope that this will be very soon, much earlier than we imagine, than we are considering. I am hoping that you will not be upset with me, that I am going to repeat the euphemism, the expression, the saying that is said in the name of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I'm not going to, don't be upset that I will violate basically one of the things that the Alter Rebbe, they say in the name of the Alter Rebbe. What do they say? That three things one should not on his own, you know, if you're not asked, don't come and do, don't on your own, don't offer. Three things don't offer. Number one is advice. If you're not asked advice, don't give advice. If a shidduch, don't ask a shidduch, you know, don't, you know, a match, you know, you don't offer. And also, alone, you know, those are the things that you don't, you know. And that is, the Rebbe says, I heard from my teacher who taught me Gemara. At one time, the Rebbe says, I found that he was learning Tisha B'Av in the ninth of Av coming up. He was learning a piece of Gemara, Sugya de Gemara. So I was surprised. I said to him, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to study Torah. So he answered me like this, that based on his best judgment, he says, I will be, you know, my judgment, you know, Mishmaisa means they will beat me in the world to come. In other words, I've had, you know, some imperfections that they're going to shmeisa me, they're going to beat me for that. So at least he says, let it be for studying at Tisha B'Av. You know, if they're going to beat me, so let it be for such a sin, for studying Torah at Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe says, you know, I violated the expression of the Alter Rebbe not to give a free loan. But, you know, I'm offering it anyways. So if I'm going to be beaten, they should beat me for giving a yid a free loan, even though they didn't ask for it. So the Rebbe is offering it on his own. I mean, you see the Rebbe's sensitivity, and even the thing, you know, the Rebbe feels that he's in a tough situation, and the Rebbe is just offering it to him on his own. As far as the, in connection with the yahrzeit of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, so the Rebbe is also giving the suggestions that Rebbe is attaching a list of suggestions. And may it be the will that very soon the promise will be fulfilled. That those who rest in the dust will get up and sing, and he amongst them, and you mean in the Rebbe with them. Powerful. I'm thinking this letter teaches us so much about the Rebbe's, you know, care and concern and.